Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the concept of political correctness. Being politically correct is very important. It is really critical that you don't offend people. But it's important, too, that you don't become an ardent defender of political correctness, that you don't use your political correctness as a weapon when discussing, talking, viewing, or interacting with other people. And this is something that I think is becoming more and more rampant and something that will continue to impact and influence how we perceive political correctness going forward. People are reacting to political correctness not because of the fact that they don't want to be politically correct, but because the ardent political correctors don't always do things in a way that is appropriate. When you interrupt someone that's speaking, you take away their flow. You change how they are presenting the information that they're presenting. And you force them to adhere to your guidelines. And then when you correct them, you're basically not helping them as a person. You're simply making a point. Normally, it's always recommended, right? You need, when doing corrections, that you do something positive and something negative. You don't always do only negative. And often the ardent correctors do a lot of negative and very little positive. In fact, you very seldom hear them say something positive. It's always the negative only. So when you interrupt people, you actually create a bridge between you and that person. They can't be really gulfed. You can't fix that problem quickly. So you got to be careful that you don't have ardent, that you're not interrupting, that you're not rude, that you don't actually create a problem with political correctness or correcting. The other problem is the reality of offense. The word offense is an interesting word. It basically means that you say something that I find not fitting my view of the world. One of the ones that drives me nuts is the phrase long-winded. It's a negative connotation. It's not a polite thing to say to somebody. When you say someone's long-winded, there's a negative connotation that comes with it, that person has overstepped their bounds. They're not paying attention to the audience. They're not paying attention to the timing, the process, and the flow of the conversation. It's a problem. There are four or five communication problems in the world that you have to really worry about. You have to avoid being too loud. If your voice is actually louder than everybody else's in the conversation, you need to check. If the conversation has a pause or a lull or something, and you notice that you're speaking four and five times more than everybody else, check yourself, because you're probably talking too long. And unless you're entertaining a group of people or sharing stories. If you interrupt someone, you're really conveying to them a message of what you're saying is not important at all. Regardless of what your intent is, the end game is you've interrupted them. You're really telling them what you have to say has no value, which really and truly then means what you have to say has no value to them. So you got to be careful. You don't want to say things that are offensive when you're describing behaviors, describing people, or talking to people, and you don't want to say things that are politically incorrect. But you don't want to become the ardent political corrector who spends all of their time making sure that everyone speaks in a way that is perfect, that is never, ever, 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 off-kilter, offline, incorrect, inappropriate. So getting that balance is really, really critical. How you do that balance becomes a part of how you are as a person. My recommendation is if somebody speaks in a way that is politically very incorrect, the best thing to do is pull them aside one-on-one and just say to them, hey, listen, I am not saying that I was offended, but if you were to do that again, I would be offended by what you're saying. The biases of our world are enough that we need to be really careful. But you need to be careful that you don't, in becoming that ardent corrector of other people, actually violate their personal beliefs as well. The impact of what you say is as important as how you say it. My name is Scott Anderson, and thank you for listening to my podcast.